time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time, and of course, everybody's still devastated for the loss of Kobe Bryant and his beautiful daughter, Gigi. Magic Johnson was over on Jimmy Kimmel talking about his incredible work ethic.
He made no excuses. That's why we all should never make excuses, because Kobe never made an excuse. Whether he was tired, hurt, he played through everything. And the man gave us everything that he had.
Details are coming out that the helicopter nearly did clear the mountain before the crash. And they're trying to plan like a memorial. Of course, the funeral, they just don't think the Staples Center is big enough. So they're just, their plans are underway right now.
Were they talking like the Coliseum,
yeah,
possibly?
Yeah, the Coliseum, just because, to hold everyone. So that is going to be quite the event, and we will keep you posted on details about that. Now, this is very interesting. Kylie Jenner came forward and said that she has ridden on the exact helicopter that went down with Dream, her niece, Blac Chyna. Dream's mama is like, hey, I never gave Kylie permission to take Dream for a ride in that helicopter.
So I really don't have like kind of a choice but to like listen and like take up with it.
Okay, so she's not happy. She is Rob Kardashian's baby mama. So Kylie was like, oh my gosh, I'm devastated because I flew in Kobe's helicopter with Dream 2 months before the crash, and she was just having a lot of anxiety and panic with it, and now Blac Chyna's taking issue. I never gave her permission. And now it's like they still have beef. So it's a big, another
still
drama.
Fighting after a tragedy. It's like, well, I still have something to argue about.
You would think people could just put things into perspective and be thankful that the gift of life, right? Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth, they are thankful their relationship is donezo.
Hey now, hey now, dream it's over.
It is over officially. They are now divorced. The judge has signed off, and I feel like this took no time for them. They probably had a prenup.
I was going to say, like, how did yours take forever? And Miley's like,
I know.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Okay, and it's done. So they signed off on it, and it's done after nearly 8 months of marriage. So they weren't married very long at all.
No kidding.
This is exciting news. Post Malone planning some new music. We're going to get a new album, even though it's been less than 5 months since he released his album. He has been recording like crazy, and he's promising that we will get new music very, very soon. He's going to head out on the second leg of his North American tour, Runaway Tour, with Swae Lee. That kicks off February 4th in Omaha, and that's running through March 21st in Salt Lake City.
I have never had the chance to see Post Malone in concert. When he's come to town, I missed it. I need to be kind to our boss and get tickets.
I was going to say, the tickets are so expensive.
I know. And now my wife wants to go. I'm like, wait a minute. When he came here before, you didn't want to go. Now you're on the postie train?
My girl Kimberly, one of my friends in Manhattan and New York, went. She made him a jacket, like a denim jacket with his picture on the back, and he carried it around, and now she follows him to see, like, he still sometimes has the jacket.
Oh, that's
like,
awesome.
She's like a diehard fan.
Right, I'm going to make Post Malone a beard. I'm going to make him a beard. I'm going to grow my hair out.
And lastly here, this is pretty cool. Queen rocker Brian May, this is random, but he's launched a range of women's underwear online, and he's selling new sports bras that are killing it. They're $46 sports bras decorated with colored guitars. He's 72 and was like, hey, I wanted to venture out. So he's like kind of modeling it after their hit Fat Bottom Girls. He's like, they're bright, they're bold, and he's putting just cool artsy stuff on them, and he's doing a great job.
What are dudes doing with women's underwear? I'm sorry. That's setting off my creeper alarm.
I don't know. I mean, it's a side hustle, I guess.
Yeah, do it, right?
Yeah.
Now I just want to sing.
Ooh,
the wind blows.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
So I believe the question is kind of, when does cute become creepy?
Yeah, here's the thing. When a guy is pursuing a woman, when does he cross the line between, okay, he's trying to get her attention, and then total creepville?
Okay, 833-563-2539 if you want to jump in the conversation early. It's coming up next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.